You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 241, Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Just a quick note that the song that we're talking about in this show does contain some explicit language, so if you're listening with small ears or at work, you may want to turn off now and listen when you get home. Thanks! You have to wonder whether Lorne Michaels was deliberately trying to stir the pot when Rage Against the Machine was booked as the Saturday Night Live musical guest, opposite former Republican presidential contender Steve Forbes. The pairing worked about as well as one might expect, with the band being disinvited from the NBC building after their performance of Bulls on Parade. Formed in 1991, the group comprised vocalist Zach De La Rocha, bassist and backing vocalist Tim Comerford, guitarist Tom Morello, and drummer Brad Wilk. Before the group formed, Morello was in a funk rock group, Lock Up, and De La Rocha was in a hardcore punk band that played a song entitled Rage Against the Machine. In joining together, the band created a fusion that one critic called fiercely polemical music, which brewed sloganeering leftist rants against corporate America, cultural imperialism, and government oppression into a Molotov cocktail of punk, hip-hop, and thrash. Nowhere is this combination more clear than in Bulls on Parade. The song was released in 1996 and addressed Wall Street with prescient insight. The title may refer to a bull market, a situation in which the stock market gains value, or to the muscularity of America's response to complex national and global issues. The band's music is the soundtrack for modern-day protest movements. Theirs are not the folk songs that accompanied the fight for civil rights and the protest against the Vietnam War in the 1960s. Instead, they became the soundtrack to The Battle of Seattle, a 1999 protest against the World Trade Organization that broke out in riots. In the current Occupy protests, if Radiohead is the background to the planning time, Rage Against the Machine is what is heard at the barricades. They are 10 years gone, yet their rallying cry remains. The microphone explodes, shatter in the mold. Need a drop of hits like De La Oa. Get the fuck off the commode with the short shot. Sure, don't make the body drop. Dropping no copy, yo, no call as a co-op. Terror rain stretching, quenching the thirst of the power dawn. That five-sided fist are gone. That rotten sore on the face above the earth gets bigger. The trigger's cold empty. Bulls on Parade made its international debut in April 1996 on Saturday Night Live. Their second song was supposed to be Bullet in the Head. Upside-down American flags, hung from the guitar and bass amps, were the norm for the band's live concerts. Morella said they did this to represent, quote, our contention that American democracy is inverted when what passes for democracy is an elector choice between two representatives of the privileged class. America's freedom of expression is inverted when you're free to say anything you want to say until it upsets a corporate sponsor. The visual and lyrics led to problems in the SNL studio. The band's language was censored for that performance, not just on national TV, but in the SNL studio. Steve Forbes had family and friends in the audience, and the handlers feared the F-bombs would offend. Morello later said, quote, the only bad F-word is FCC. He also said, for that show, that Rage Against the Machine wanted to stand in sharp juxtaposition to a billionaire telling jokes and promoting his flat tax by making our own statement. Rally round the family with a pocket full of shell. Rally round the family with a pocket full of shell. Rally round the family with a pocket full of shell. Rally round the family with a pocket full of shell.
stagehands tore down the flags just before the band took the stage. Following their performance, the band was told by NBC and SNL officials to leave the building. SNL censored rage, period. They could not have sucked up to the billionaire more, said Morello. The thing that's ironic is SNL is supposedly this cutting-edge show, but they prove they're bootlickers to their corporate masters when it comes right down to it. They're cowards. It should come as no surprise that GE, which owns NBC, would find Bullet particularly offensive. GE is a major manufacturer of U.S. planes used to commit war crimes in the Gulf War, and bombs from those jets destroyed hydroelectric dams which killed thousands of civilians in Iraq. Morello noted that members of the Saturday Night Live cast and crew, whom he declined to name, quote, expressed solidarity with our actions and a sense of shame that their show had censored the performance.
Weapons, not food, not home, not shoes, not need, just feed the war, cannibal animal. I walk the corner to the rubble that used to be a library line. I turn a mine cemetery now. What we don't know keeps the contract to line the move. They don't gotta burn the book, they just remove them. While arms, warehouses, village quickens,
the line, weapons, not food, addresses the military-industrial complex, a situation in which industry, the arms industry primarily, urges the government to take military action with an eye to obtaining military contracts and increasing revenue. Warnings against the military-industrial complex date as far back to Dwight Eisenhower's exit speech on January 17, 1961, when he said, quote, in the Council of Government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Rally round a family with a pocket full of shells.
Morello has said, quote, I'm on a personal mission to save the guitar. He used his knowledge of sound to create the sound of a vinyl record being scratched. He did this by toggling between two pickups, one on and one off, while rubbing his hands on the strings over the pickups and using a wah pedal. The band broke up in 2000, but that hasn't stopped their protest popularity. Perhaps it's their unique sensibility. After all, this was a band who served donuts to police protesting their shows. They've turned Rage Against the Machine into popular idiom. It's now a tag for free-form protest, but their roots, issues, and rallying cry remain. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.